USA Radio News with Lance Pryor.
President Biden pledged to reopen the majority of elementary and middle schools for in-person learning in the first 100 days of his administration. Now the White House has clarified that it considers a school open if it offers students in-person instruction at least one day a week, a much lower expectation than his initial pitch suggested. California has edged past New York in the grim statistics of the number of deaths due to COVID-19. According to Johns Hopkins University data, it reported on Thursday that California's death toll reached 45,496, surpassing New York's toll of 45,312. A California Highway Patrol officer and a tow truck driver were both seriously injured in Southern California on Thursday morning when a suspected drunken driver reportedly caused a freeway crash. CHP says the driver of the Nissan was speeding westbound on Interstate 10 near downtown Los Angeles around 10:30 a.m. Pacific. The CHP officer and the tow truck driver were both hospitalized. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
USA Radio News' Wendy King gives us a border wall update.
President Biden has officially ended a national emergency declaration at the U.S. southern border that allowed former President Trump 2 years ago to divert federal funds to build his border wall. Biden said in a letter to Vice President Kamala Harris and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that Trump's incorporation of the National Emergencies Act to get the border wall funding was unwarranted. After he was inaugurated, Biden had signed an executive order stopping the construction of the wall along the U.S. border. The border wall was one of the hallmarks of Trump's 2016 presidential campaign, saying at the time that Mexico would pay for the wall, but that never happened. He was able to divert $600 million from the Treasury Department and $6.1 billion from the Defense Department for the border wall construction. Roughly 450 miles of the wall were constructed, which included reinforcement of existing barriers. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Remember when GameStop stock prices went to $483 a share? Not bad for a struggling company. It didn't appear any laws were broken in a move that hurt hedge fund managers by the well-organized movement, mainly on social media service Reddit. Giving us a better perspective, USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Federal prosecutors and regulators are investigating whether market manipulation or other types of misconduct fueled the rapid rise last month in prices of stocks such as GameStop and AMC Entertainment Holdings. Those fluctuations hurt hedge funds. When it comes to hedge funds, pollster Frank Luntz tells CNBC the public doesn't have too strong of an opinion about a hedge fund.
The fact is that this is an industry that's under attack. This is an industry that isn't trusted. People don't have faith and confidence in it. And one of the challenges is that they, quite frankly, they've got no one explaining what they do. And I don't mean lobbyists. I mean people who are responsible for saying, for explaining the process, explaining why they are important to the investment community, because right now, with Democrats in control of the House and Senate, you could absolutely see some sort of constraints, additional regulation, because that was key in all of this, that the American people want to see some sort of balance.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A hedge fund is a pooled investment fund that trades in relatively liquid assets and is able to make extensive use of more complex trading. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.